AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is hoping the deaths of 19 children and two adults in Uvalde, Texas, will convince what he called rational Republicans to agree to changes in gun laws.
I know that it makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds. I know what happened when we had rational action before, back in the crime bill, which is the law that I got passed. It did significantly cut down mass murder.
There appears to be no movement by Republicans on major changes to gun laws. Talks continue. President Biden was also at Arlington National Cemetery today to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns on Memorial Day. The president said today is about the person who died for their country and that person's family.
To every Gold Star family, to every survivor and family member and caregiver, this grateful nation owes you as well as the person you lost.
The president, the first lady, and representatives from five Gold Star families who lost relatives in combat planted a southern magnolia tree on the White House South Lawn. A boat capsized on a lake in Pueblo, Colorado. One woman is dead, 11 people hospitalized, and one man is missing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, is free on bail. Police say Paul Pelosi is charged with suspicion of DUI after a minor two-vehicle crash with no injuries in California's wine country. Bands of rain and gusty winds lashed Mexico's southern Pacific coast as the first hurricane of the eastern Pacific season, Agatha, advanced slowly toward a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns. Forecasters say Agatha could reach strong Category 2 status and would be the strongest hurricane on record to make landfall in May in the eastern Pacific. This is AP News. A regional governor says a battle is going on for the city of Severodonetsk in eastern Ukraine.
Luhansk's governor says Russian forces have entered the outskirts of the city and are pushing towards nearby Lysychansk, and that two civilians have been killed and another five wounded in the latest Russian shelling. The Ukrainian military adds Russian forces are reinforcing their positions on the northeastern and southeastern outskirts of Severodonetsk and bringing additional equipment and ammunition into the area to press their offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people have died of monkeypox in Congo in 2022, while Nigeria recorded its first death from the disease this year. A health official says the persistence of the disease in Congo is due to the consumption of dead monkeys and rodents. Nigeria, meantime, recorded its first death from monkeypox this year in a patient with underlying medical conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.